Support for NPR comes from the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia.org, a source for inspiration and information about what works in education.
This is All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Nathan Heffel. More than 300 oil and gas industry professionals, policymakers, and operators from around the region gathered at the Northern Colorado Business Report's Energy Summit earlier today. A key discussion focused on water, which is an increasingly scarce resource and a prime ingredient for hydraulic fracturing or fracking. KUNC's Grace Hood reports on competition for the resource and a novel solution that's emerging.
A fracking boom and a highly productive agriculture sector in Weld County are both competing for water. And right now, environmental consultant David Stewart says there's one side that can afford to pay more for the resource.
Energy industry has the ability to purchase water at a much higher rate than agriculture. What we can't do is have that influence of the free market on water and increase water to where we can't do agriculture.
A possible solution to this problem could come in the form of recycling. Others in the oil and gas industry are studying and developing technology that would treat fracking wastewater so it can be reused again.
This year, first time ever in Colorado that we're aware of, Noble Energy fracked with recycled water, and that is a milestone for Colorado.
Doug White is vice president of High Sierra Water Services, a company that has developed facilities that can recycle fracking wastewater. Here's how it works. Wastewater is trucked to one of his company's treatment plants. Then it's treated with chemicals and trucked back to a fracking site for reuse.
We see recycled water really the future of the horizontal drilling and shale oil and shale plays in the United States.
But there are limitations to how far this practice can go. One barrier would be public opinion. White says High Sierra would eventually like to release treated fracking water back into Colorado's surface waters, a move that wouldn't be well received everywhere.
The Colorado Department of Health and Environment, they have very stringent and clear rules and regulations on discharge. So companies would have to receive a discharge permit, and there's a very stringent process in place that continually samples the water to make sure it's meeting that. Those specifications.
This argument likely won't allay concerns of environmentalists who say state and federal regulations don't go far enough. But perhaps the biggest barrier right now to this practice is cost. It's cheaper to use new water than recycle it. Until the industry finds a way to make wastewater recycling less expensive, the debate and the practice will likely stay out of the spotlight. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.